Bush administration officials say they've reached a decision about an Iranian opposition group that for years helped Saddam Hussein inside Iraq. This week, the Iraqi Governing Council announced that it intends to expel members of the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, or MEK. U.S. officials say they've endorsed that decision, though no formal announcement has been made. The apparent resolution comes after months of infighting over what to do with some 4,000 MEK fighters held by U.S. forces in camps north of Baghdad. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The disagreement over what to do with the Iranian insurgents is a byproduct of the larger battle within the Bush administration over U.S. policy toward Iran. On one side are the hardliners who argue for regime change and suggest that MEK fighters could be used to bring it about. On the other side are those who favor engagement with Tehran. Analysts note that when the Iraqi Governing Council announced plans to expel the MEK, the administration had very little to say. At the State Department, spokesman Richard Boucher said the U.S. would work on the issue with the Governing Council.
We have an obligation on the Mujahideen-e-Khalq as a terrorist organization to confine them, put them out of business, make sure that no terrorists are allowed to go free. And we are handling that situation as we think appropriate.
Another State Department official who would not speak for attribution was a little more forthcoming. The official said that the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq has endorsed the expulsion and that the United States is considering whether some of the Iranian insurgents should be put on trial in the U.S. for attacks on Americans before the 1979 Iranian Revolution. According to Richard Boucher, the MEK fighters are being interrogated.
We're looking at information they might have. We're looking at individuals and names. We're looking at questions such as whether any of them specifically might have committed crimes. As that process continues, I suppose we'll identify those who need to be referred to judicial or other processes.
Gary Sick, a professor of Mideast politics at Columbia University, thinks U.S. authorities are unlikely to pursue prosecution of the MEK in this country.
I'd be very surprised if that happens. They certainly had their opportunity when they took over the camps. Presumably they had access to all of their records, all of the people who were there, and they did absolutely nothing about it. So it's a little difficult to imagine they're going to start at this point.
Bahman Bakhtiari, a professor of international relations and Iranian politics at the University of Maine, says it would make more sense to put the Iranians on trial in Iraq, where they are widely accused of participating in Saddam's slaughter of Kurds in the north and Shiites in the south.
It is more appropriate to put MEK's fighters on trial in Iraq for collaborating with Saddam's regime. There's more documents to prove that.
But the more immediate question is what will happen to members of the MEK who are not prosecuted. Gary Sick says it's hard to imagine that any nation would accept them.
This is not a very savory group. They're trained fighters. They're dissidents who've left the country, but they also follow a kind of cult of personality and are themselves highly undemocratic in the way they operate.
U.S. officials have denied reports that they plan to swap members of the MEK for al-Qaeda operatives in Iran. But Gary Sick notes that the expulsion announcement was exactly what Tehran wanted to hear.
Iran is holding a number of al-Qaeda people. The United States says that there was no such deal, that this was not a trade. But it doesn't have to be called that to be real. If the Iranians feel that they're getting their terrorists either returned or ejected from Iraq where they can conduct operations, they may feel that it would be easier for them to relinquish some of the al-Qaeda people who have filtered into Iran and have been captured there. We'll see.
Bahman Bakhtiari says that whether there is a deal or not, members of the Iraqi Governing Council may have had their own interests at heart in deciding to expel the Iranian insurgents.
I think they are interested in improving relations with Iran because they see Iran as critical to the stabilization of Iraq.
Bakhtiari points out that Iran's attitude toward its neighbor becomes increasingly important as Iraq tries to organize elections and shape a new political identity. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.